In a campsite up on a hillside in Zaqa, in the north of Iraq, we find hundreds of families from the Yazidi minority staying in tents that are coated in sand. The little children running about are sunburnt and dirty. There's no water and little aid. Some people have been here for 6 weeks since they fled from Islamic State militants. But I've come to meet one woman who's only just joined her husband. Adla and others from her village were captured by IS. She trembles as she tells me how they refused to convert to Islam and ended up being held in Mosul.
The house was full of women. They locked all the windows and doors and surrounded it with guards. Every day or two, men would come and make us take off our headscarves so they could choose which one of us they wanted. Women were dragged out of the house by their hair.
Militants moved Adla from place to place. She saw her friends being violently beaten and raped, and says she was only spared as she's pregnant. Finally, she was taken off to the countryside. She's one of just a few who's managed to escape.
We decided that even if they caught us and killed us, we'd prefer to be dead than stay.
Human rights activist Haida Domeli is in touch with several women inside Islamic State prisons who have mobile phones, and he's visiting families in local shelters. He's collecting information on all the Yazidis being held in a wide area of Iraq that's now under IS control.
This morning I heard from two of women, they are being captured by ISIS. They say really they are under terrible situations, especially in Mosul and Tel Aviv.
Why do you think this issue is not getting that much international attention at the moment?
They don't believe there are that big number of women who's been kidnapped by ISIS. We know there are more than 3,500 women and children they've been kidnapped, and also more than 1,500 men. Those, most of them, we don't have any news about.
Now, Haida is taking me into a school to meet one of the young women that he's helping. She just recently escaped and has been reunited with her family here. One of her uncles is showing us a long list of all the family members who are still missing and those who've been killed by the militants. With her relatives around her, the woman describes how she was tortured and starved. She got away during airstrikes targeting IS and walked for 3 days to find safety. She worries for those she left behind. They sell girls as young as 9, she says. Some men bought many at once. 3 of my friends killed themselves rather than be sold for sex. And that's all too much for her aunt. She has 2 small daughters who are missing. They took all our girls. It's all we care about, she cries. The world must help us. Across northern Iraq, you see homeless Yazidis staying in half-finished buildings, even under bridges. But their fears aren't just for their children living here. It's for the young girls being treated as spoils of war and scattered across the region. Families say if they're not found soon, they may never see them again.